Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Gospel of John chapter 10. John chapter 10, and I would like to read with you verses 9, 10, and 11. John chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 11, and in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus Christ is presented as the Good Shepherd. And notice what this passage of Scripture says. As Jesus is speaking, he says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd giveth his life for his sheep." That's John chapter 10, verses 9, 10, and 11. And that's a passage of Scripture that tells us indeed that, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd, and he is the Good Shepherd because he gave his life for the sheep. What does that mean? Well, ultimately, it means that nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ came into this world and suffered and bled and died on that cross of Calvary to pay the wage of sin. And then he arose again triumphantly on the third day to give eternal life to all who call upon his name. And the Lord Jesus emphasizes to us in this passage of Scripture that he is the only door into heaven, as it were. There's no other way to get into heaven but through Jesus Christ. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you want to escape hell and get into heaven, you can only do it through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 10 of John 10, the Lord Jesus is contrasting himself with the devil, with Satan. He calls Satan the thief. He says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." That is the devil's mission statement, I've often said. Satan will do everything that he can to steal from us and to kill us and to destroy us, particularly as it relates to having a life of salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus goes on to say in John 10 and verse 10, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." What's that talking about? Well, when it speaks of the fact that Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life," that life is the eternal life that is received through trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. Have you yet called upon the name of the Lord? Do you have new life in Christ? If you do, I rejoice along with you. But if you do not, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord and say something like this: "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will. But then Jesus goes on to say that not only do we have life in his name, but we have life that is more abundant. That means a life that is worth living. You know, today we find that people try to find a life that's worth living out in the world of sex and drugs and alcohol and crime and all of the rest. And that only ends to destruction. But life that is abundant is found in Jesus Christ. A life of joy, a life of peace, a life of blessing. Oh yes, a life of trials. But even in the midst of those trials, the Lord is there to see us through. So I trust today that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that you might experience true life and abundant life for all of eternity. Father, I thank you for this lesson from John chapter 10, and I pray that if there's any under the sound of my voice who is looking for abundant living today, that they will turn to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and be born again, that abundant life might be theirs. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, Other Way of Truth Ministries, saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.